朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我猜你们大部分的人都不认识我。
I suspect most of you don't know me.
我叫米菲波瑟。
My name is Mephibosheth.
我想你们如果圣经不熟的话。
I think if you're not familiar with the scriptures.
你连我是什么人的后代都不知道。
You may not even know whose descendant I am.
如果你想多了解一下关于我的故事。
If you want to know more about my story.
我建议你去读旧约的撒母耳记下第九章。
I would encourage you to read 2 Samuel chapter 9.
那里就有一些关于我的故事。
And there are recorded some stories about me.
我很感谢神让我有机会今天到这里来。
I thank the Lord to give me this opportunity to come here today.
来跟你们分享我的故事。
To share with you my story.
我的祖父。
My ancestors.
My grandfather. 他是以色列国的开国第一个皇帝。
He was the first king of the kingdom of Israel.
你们应该都知道他的名字叫做扫罗。
You should all know his name. His name was Saul.
我非常崇拜我的祖父。
I really idolized my grandfather.
从小我就很喜欢他。
I liked him a lot, even as a child.
他也很喜欢我。
And he really liked me.
到底嘛，我是他的孙子嘛。
Of course, because I was his grandson.
天下所有傻瓜的祖父母。
All those foolish grandparents.
哪一个不喜欢自己的孙子呢？
Which of them doesn't adore their grandchildren?
所以在我的心目中，
So in my heart,
我的祖父是天下最伟大的人。
My grandfather was the greatest person in the world.
但是在我五岁的那一年，
But when I was 5 years old,
我们家发生了一件非常可怕的事情。
Something terrible happens in our family.
我们家里的人都拼命地在逃命。
Our whole family, was, running away for their lives.
我有一个佣人。
I had a servant.
抱着我跑。
He carried me and was running away.
然后他摔跤了。
And he tripped and fell.
我也跟着一起摔跤。
And I also fell.
所以就把我的两个腿给摔断了。
And so I broke both of my legs.
那是我生命中一个极大的转捩点。
That was a major turning point in my life.
在那个之前，
Before then,
我是全世界最幸福的一个小孩。
I was the most fortunate child.
可是从那个时候开始，
But after that,
我一夜之间，
Overnight,
我变成了一个非常可怜的人。
I became someone, to be pitied.
不只是我伟大的祖父没了。
Not only did I lose my, grandfather.
听说我的爸爸也死了。
I also heard that my father had died.
我一下子变成了孤儿。
I suddenly became an orphan.
家里面本来有好多好多的仆人。
There used to be so many servants in our home.
可是从那个日子开始，
But starting from that day,
他们就让我东躲西藏。
I was running around hiding from place to place.
他们告诉我，
They told me,
现在有一个新的王。
There is a new king now.
我要小心。
I need to be careful.
我就从那个时候开始。
And starting from then,
我过着恐惧。
I lived in terror.
我也过着愤怒。
And I lived in anger.
我怪天老爷没眼睛。
I blamed God for being blind.
为什么让我碰到这么倒霉的事？
Why did he let me, encounter such unfortunate events?
我心里面随着年岁的增长，
In my heart, as I grew over the years,
我一直有一个很痛苦、很痛苦的心情。
I had a very, painful emotion.
如果我没有瘸腿，
If I was not crippled,
我一定会想办法号召我祖父以前的部下。
I would find some way to rally, the supporters of my grandfather.
然后我们起来重新夺回我们的江山。
And we would, rise up again and take back our kingdom.
可是我是个瘸子。
But I am a cripple.
谁会听我的话呢？
Who would listen to me?
谁肯帮助一个瘸腿的人呢？
Who would help a cripple like me?
我每一次想到自己的人生，
Every time I think about my own life,
我就觉得我爸爸很糊涂。
I think my father was so foolish.
他怎么会相信耶和华是一个好的神呢？
How could he believe that Jehovah is a good God?
居然让我遭遇到这么悲惨的命运。
For me to fall into such a pathetic life.
日子一天天的过。
The days passed one by one.
我也慢慢的明白。
And slowly I began to understand.
我们家的王朝大概是回不来了。
That our family's dynasty would probably not be reestablished.
我现在更担心的。
What I'm more worried about now.
已经不再是怎么样能够夺回我们家的宝座。
Is not how to regain the throne.
我担心的是我的日子怎么过。
What I'm worried about now is how I would live.
万一。
What if?
这个新的王有一天找到了我。
What if one day this new king finds me?
那我怎么办？
Then what should I do?
肯定是满家要抄斩的。
My whole family would surely be killed.
一想起来，
Whenever I think of this,
我就吃不下饭。
I lose my appetite.
一想起来，
Whenever I think of this,
晚上就睡不着觉了。
I can't sleep at night.
太可怕了。
It's too terrifying.
他什么时候才会找到我呢？
When would he find me?
他找到我以后，我们家就全完了。
When he finds me, our whole family will be destroyed.
我每天就在这种恐惧之下过日子。
And every day I lived under this cloud of fear.
不但在恐惧，
And not only fear,
也充满着自哀和自怜。
But also full of self-pity and sorrow.
为什么我这么苦命？
Why is my life so bitter?
为什么我要是一个瘸腿的人？
Why am I a cripple?
为什么我的爸爸这么笨？
Why was my father so foolish?
居然跟这个新的王去打交道。
To have this, relationship with this new king.
搞得我祖父的大好江山全然都没有了。
And caused my grandfather's kingdom to be lost.
突然有一天。
And suddenly one day.
有人找到了我。
Someone found me.
我一看这个人。
When I saw this person.
我就担心了。
I was worried.
因为这个人，
Because this person,
他一直是我爸爸家里的管家。
He was always a servant in my father's household.
家里面所有的财产都是他在管。
All of the family's assets were controlled by him.
他来找我。
He came to look for me.
肯定没有好事。
Must definitely not be about something good.
我看着他我就忧愁。
When I saw him, I began to worry.
然后他告诉我。
And then he told me.
新的王要见你。
The new king wants to meet you.
你跟我上京城去吧。
Come to the capital with me.
我一听。
When I heard this,
我简直要昏倒。
I almost fainted.
这个人实在太可恶。
This person is too cruel.
他占据了我们家的财产就算了。
He's in control of all of our family's wealth. That's one thing.
他居然出卖我。
But for him to betray me.
居然要把我给交给这个新的皇帝。
He wants to bring me and hand me over to the new king.
我真的是恨死他了。
I really hated him.
但是我又怎么办呢？
But what could I do?
我是个瘸腿的呀。
I'm a cripple.
我能把他怎么样呢？
What could I do to him?
他们把我放在一个车子上。
They put me on a cart.
然后就往京城走。
And we headed towards the capital.
我不知道那几天在路上我是怎么过的。
I don't know how I survived those days on that trip.
如果用你们现代人可以理解的思维
To put it into terms that you can understand today.
大概就是你的医生告诉你说你有癌症了。
It's as if your doctor told you you have cancer.
你从那个时候开始你的心情就跟我那个时候的心情应该差不多。
Then your emotions would be pretty much the same as mine at that time.
就是不死。
Even if I don't die.
肯定是要剥一层皮的。
I will lose a lot.
终于到了皇宫。
Finally, we arrived at the palace.
这个皇宫比我爷爷的皇宫还漂亮。
And this palace was even more beautiful than the palace of my grandfather.
他们抬着我往皇宫里走。
And they carried me towards the palace.
我心里面实在是吓得要命要命。
I was just scared, terrified of my life.
这个皇帝总算逮到我了。
And this king has now finally caught me.
他要怎么对付我呢？
What is he going to do to me?
他要怎么羞辱我呢？
How will he shame me?
他要怎么折磨我呢？
How will he torture me?
还是他就把我推出去斩了就算了呢？
Or will he just throw me out and kill me and have it be over with?
我不知道要怎么看他。
I don't know how I should look at him.
我甚至于不知道我应该跟他怎么讲话。
I don't even know how I should address him.
当然他是现在的王。
Of course he's the king now.
但是在我的心中。
But in my heart,
他是个土匪啊。
He is a bandit.
他是造反的。
He's a rebel.
坐在宝座上的应该是我爹啊。
The one on the throne should be my father.
他老几啊，他凭什么坐在那里啊？
What right does he have to sit on the throne?
但是有什么办法呢？
But what can I do?
臣者为王。败者为寇。
The victor is the king.
我有什么办法呢？
What could I do?
我想了一想。
I thought about it.
好死不如赖活着。
I guess better a clean death than, yeah.
No, you were better off survive.
Oh, better off to survive than to die.
所以我决定啊，我就认命了。
So I decided, well, I will just take what comes.
所以我一看到这个王。
So when I saw this king,
我就趴在地上。
I lay down on the ground.
我就知就是认命说任你宰割吧。
I'm willing to accept even death.
我心里是这么想。
And I thought this in my heart.
他要不宰我。
If he doesn't kill me,
就算是对我很好了。
That's already being very nice to me.
因为你知道在我们那个年代啊。
Because you know that in our times,
从来没有听说一个新王。
We've never heard of a new king.
会放过旧王家里面的任何一个人的。
Who would let any family member of the old king survive?
那一定是要斩草除根呐。
You must kill and destroy the entire all the roots.
所以我就认命了。
So I accepted my fate.
但是我做梦都没有想到。
But I never dreamed
这个王啊,
that this king,
他居然对我非常的客气。
He was actually very polite to me.
他居然告诉我,
He said to me,
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
哎呦, 我告诉你们啊,
Let me tell you,
我做梦也没有想到他会说这句话。
I never dreamed that he would say those words.
叫我不要害怕。
To tell me not to be afraid.
我当然害怕。
Of course I'm afraid.
我怕得要死。
I was terrified.
但是他叫我不要害怕。
But he told me not to be afraid.
他不但告诉我叫我不要害怕。
Not only did he tell me not to be afraid.
他告诉我。
He told me.
他要把我祖父所有的财产通通收回来归给我。
He's going to take all of the wealth and the assets that belong to my grandfather and give them to me.
不瞒你们说啊。
To tell you the truth.
我真的以为我耳朵出了问题。
I thought there's something wrong with my ears.
要不然就是这个王的脑袋出了问题。
Or there's something wrong with the king's brain.
哪里有这种事情呢？
How could such a thing be?
他不宰我。
For him not to kill me.
我已经是千感谢万感谢了。
I would already be so thankful.
怎么把我爷爷所有的财产要还给我？
ButTo take all the property that used to belong to my grandfather and to give it to me.
这个简直是不能想象的事情啊。
This is just unimaginable.
这实在是一个不可能的。
This is just impossible.
然后这个王啊。
And then this king.
他还告诉我一件事。
He told me another thing.
财产给我还不行啊。
Not only would he give me the property.
我一个瘸腿。
I was a cripple.
给我这么多财产我也没办法管。
Even if you gave me all these things, I wouldn't be able to manage them.
所以他给我找了一个管理团队啊。
So he found a whole management group for me.
他给我找了一堆的仆人啊。
He found a bunch of servants.
让他们来负责管理我的财产。
To have them be responsible for managing and taking care of all these properties.
不但管理这些财产。
And not only to manage them.
王还规定他们。
The king instructed them.
要照顾我和我的儿子啊。
For them to take care of me and my son.
天哪！
Wow.
天下还有这么好的好事啊！
Is this possible for something to be this good?
你知道我听到这种消息啊。
You know, when I heard this news,
我真的没有办法理解。
I truly could not understand.
我也没办法相信啊。
And I couldn't believe it.
我以为这就差不多了。
I thought this was it.
还能够求什么呢？
What else could I ask for?
一个新的王对我可以有这么多的恩典。
For a new king to show so much grace towards me.
这已经是远远远远超过我配得的。
And this is already far, far beyond what I'm worthy of.
我可以告诉你们的。
I can tell you.
我那个时候心里面充满了感谢。
My heart at that time was just full of thanks.
我真的是感动的眼泪都止不住啊。
I was moved to tears.
但是我没想到。
But I never thought.
这个王说啊。
This king said.
米菲波设啊。
Mephibosheth.
你还要住在皇宫里面。
That you will live in the palace.
你不但要住在皇宫里。
And not only will you live in the palace.
你每天要跟我一起吃饭啊。
Every day you will dine with me at the table.
你们大概不懂。
You may not understand.
住在皇宫里啊。
To live in the palace.
可以是件好事。
It could be a good thing.
也可以是个坏事啊。
It could also be a bad thing.
住在皇宫当然是各样荣华富贵。
Living in the palace, you're surrounded by luxury.
但是很可能他叫我住在皇宫里是要监视我嘛。
But it may be possible that he wants me to live in the palace so he can keep an eye on me.
万一我说错话。
In case I say the wrong thing.
万一我做错了什么事。
Or if I do the wrong thing.
那不就咔嚓。
Wouldn't I be killed?
但是他说啊。
But he said.
我不是只有住在皇宫里啊。
Not only would I live in the palace.
他是要我每天跟他吃饭啊。
He wants me to dine with him at the table every day.
你们要知道啊。
You need to know.
跟王一起吃饭。
To dine with the king.
在我们那个年代啊。
In our times.
那是极大的荣耀。
That was a great honor.
那是告诉所有的人。
That showed everybody.
这些人是王最爱的。
That these people were the ones the king loved the most.
这些人是王最宝贝的。
These were the most precious people to the king.
这是在当时至高无上的荣耀。
And this was the greatest glory they could show at the time.
我后来听人家告诉我。
Later on, I heard others tell me.
那个大卫王啊。
That King David.
他亲生的儿子啊。
His own son.
有一个叫贾沙龙的。
There was one of them called Absalom.
他曾经造反。
At one point, he rebelled against David.
后来，不是造反的事情。是他曾经啊，把他父亲惹火了。
It was before the rebellion. At one time, he angered his father.
等他父亲准许他回到耶路撒冷。
When his father finally allowed him to return to Jerusalem.
都不允许他跟他父亲一起吃饭了。
His father did not allow him to eat at the same table as his father.
我哎。
But me.
米非波设哎。
Mephibosheth.
扫罗的孙子啊。
I'm the grandson of Saul.
就是我的爷爷曾经追杀大卫不止十年啊。
It's my grandfather, Saul, who chased after and tried to kill David for over 10 years.
他要让我
He wants to let me
每天跟他一起吃饭
To eat with him at the table every day.
他要让所有的人都知道
He wants to let everyone know
我是他最爱的一群人里面的一个
That I am one of the group of people that he loves the most.
你知道当他说完这些话的时候
And you know when he finished saying these words,
我是完全不相信他说的。
I completely did not believe what he was saying.
因为怎么可能有这么好的好事呢
Because how is this even possible?
哪里有可能有一个新的皇帝会这样对待像我这样的人呢
How is it possible that there would be a new king who would deal with a person like me in such a way?
但是你们知道吗
But do you know?
过了一天
The next day
过了两天
After 2 days
过了一个礼拜
After a week,
过了两个礼拜
after 2 weeks,
我突然发现
I suddenly discovered,
天啊
wow,
这个王说话算话的呀
This king, he means what he says.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。